On April 15, 1985, a 20-year-old college student Bushra Zaidi was killed by a speeding minibus in Nazmabad neighborhood of Karachi. Her sister was also injured in the road accident, as well as a few other students. Bushra Zaidi's killing triggered widespread protests by students against rash driving, followed by violence in many parts of the city. Instead of tactfully dealing with protesters, the police used excessive force only to augment the violence, which was soon given an ethnic color. Since then, Karachi has been in the grip of periodic outbreak of violence. More recently, killings by heavy vehicles, like dumper trucks and water tankers, threatened to ignite ethnic violence in the city. At a press conference in Islamabad on April 8, MQMP leaders warned that the people of Karachi would not tolerate killings on the roads of Karachi and accused the PPP-led Sindh government of neglecting real issues facing the 30-million-strong megacity. The MQMP leaders said that more than 90% of cops and bureaucrats in Karachi are non-locals, which is the root cause of the various crises facing the city. They also questioned the recent appointment of the Sindh police chief, claiming that the development was followed by a surge in criminal activities across the province. The MQMP leaders lamented that Karachi, despite accounting for 60% of the federal and 90% of the provincial revenue, gets the stepmotherly treatment. Meanwhile, Afaq Ahmed, the chairman of Mohajir Qaumi Movement, also bitterly criticized the killing of Karachiites by heavy vehicles, acute water shortage in Karachi, and the free reign that the criminals are enjoying in the metropolis. He warned the Sindh government of serious consequences if immediate steps were not taken to save the people of Karachi from mafias being patronized by the PPP. 40 years have passed since the tragic accident that resulted in the death of Bushra Zaidi. The situation of Karachi has gone from bad to worse during this period. In 1985, the issue of overspeeding by minibuses owned and run by non-locals destabilized piece of Karachi. Now other serious matters, water crisis, land mafia and street crime, have cropped up, compounding the city's predicament. 4 decades ago, the Urdu-speaking population constituted more than 50% of Karachi's total population, but it has lost its majority in the city now. At that time, police and city administration had a sizable representation of locals, but now, as alleged by both MQMP leaders and Afaq Ahmed, 90% of police and administration officials in Karachi are non-local, belonging to rural Sindh. It is another story that the MQM fully exploited the killing of Bushra Zaidi to propagate the slogan of Mohajir nationalism. Based on that, the party that was launched in 1984 won the municipal elections of 1987, as well as the national and provincial assembly elections from Karachi and Hyderabad in 1988.